Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, April 5th. In today's episode, top takeaways from Congress election manifesto. Supreme Court stays Allahabad High Court ban on UP Madarsa Act. Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi's big allegation against Election Commission. The Kerala story controversy. And Israel bows down to international pressure on Gaza offensive. First up, while releasing the Congress manifesto for Lok Sabha elections called Nyay Patra, Party President Mallikarjun Khadge said, and I quote, "This manifesto will be Nyay ka dastavez in the political history of the country. From the five pillars of the Bharat Jodo Nyay Yatra, Yuva, Kisan, Nari, Shramik and Hissedari, 25 guarantees will emerge," unquote. The manifesto was released in Delhi by party boss Mallikarjun Khadge, who was flanked by senior leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi. Former Union Minister P. Chidambaram, who led the committee that drafted the document, was also present. Here are some key takeaways from the manifesto for the pillars mentioned by Mr. Khadge. On farmers, implement MSP or minimum support price for farmers growing cash crops based on the formula recommended by the Swaminathan Commission. A legal guarantee for MSP based on Swaminathan Commission recommendations was the driving force behind the massive farmers' agitation earlier this year. On the border conflict with China, the Congress said, quote, "It recognizes that national security is not enhanced by chest thumping or exaggerated claims, but by quiet attention to borders and resolute defense preparedness," unquote. The Grand Old Party said it would work to restore the status quo on the country's border with China, and quote, "ensure areas where both armies patrolled in the past are again accessible to our soldiers," unquote. In what is seen as a jibe at the BJP-led center, which Congress alleges has surrendered some territory to China. On poverty, Mr. Chidambaram attacked the BJP as a government of the rich, by the rich and for the rich, and said it is driven by the interests of the top 1%. Quote, "But we will look at the bottom 50%. The bottom 50% is as important. It has been estimated that 23 crore people are still poor in this country. The UPA lifted 24 crore people out of poverty, and we promise if a Congress-led government comes to power in 2024, we will uplift these 23 crore people in 10 years, unquote. For the women, the manifesto promises a Mahalakshmi scheme to provide an unconditional cash transfer of rupees 1 lakh per year to the oldest woman member of every poor family. The party said it would also introduce a law to recognize civil unions between couples belonging to the LGBTQIA+ community. The opposition has long lamented that EVMs are vulnerable to misuse. In this manifesto, the Congress says it will bring the transparency of ballot papers to EVMs. Quote, "Voting will be through the EVM, but the voter will be able to hold and deposit the machine-generated voting slip into the voter-verifiable paper audit trail or VVPAT unit," unquote. And next, the Supreme Court of India has stayed the Allahabad High Court order which cancelled the UP Board of Madarsa Education Act 2004 and halted education in madarsa-run institutions. After the top courts stay today, about 16,000 madarsas with nearly 17 lakh students in the state can continue functioning under the 2004 law. As the Supreme Court observed that aims and objectives of the Madarsa Board are regulatory in nature and that the establishment of the board itself will not affect secularism. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur said that the High Court decision was prima facie not correct and issued notices to the UP and central governments and the Madarsa Board. Interestingly, sources claim both the UP and central governments had backed the High Court order. However, they changed their stance today in the Supreme Court. The High Court had last month declared the 2004 law unconstitutional for violating the principle of secularism and directed the government to accommodate the madarsa students in the formal education system, adding that madarsa aimed to only impart knowledge and thoughts related to Islam. Addressing the petition that challenged the constitutionality of the act and resulted in the ban, the Supreme Court observed that if the purpose of the PIL is to ensure that madarsas provide secular education in core subjects such as mathematics, science, history and languages, the solution would not be to repeal the provisions of Madarsa Act 2004. This act was brought by the Samajwadi Party-led government in 2004. In the Supreme Court today, senior advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi, representing the madarsas, argued it is wrong to say madarsa education does not have quality, isn't universal in nature and is not broad-based. Singling out the madarsas for the ban is discriminatory, and the Supreme Court had said so in the Aruna Roy versus Union of India verdict in 2002. In Aruna Roy versus Union of India, the court made a distinction between religious instruction and religious education or study of religion. It said the latter was permissible and indeed desirable, while the former was banned. All India Muslim Personal Law Board member Maulana Khalid Rashid Farangi Mahali welcomed the judgment and called it historical, whereas Madarsa Board Chairman Iftikhar Ahmed lauded the ruling as a welcome news on the last Friday of Ramadan. And next, the latest developments in the run-up to the Lok Sabha elections. Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi levelled serious allegations against the Election Commission of India today. The poll body had sent a notice to Delhi Minister Atishi over an alleged poll code violation, days after she claimed that BJP had threatened her with arrest if she did not switch sides, and sought her response by 5 p.m. this Saturday. Hours later, Atishi held a press conference and said, quote, ECI sent me a notice on April 5th, based on a BJP complaint dated April 4th. The news channels ran the story of my notice at 11 a.m. on April 5th, but I received it at least half an hour later. Does this mean the Election Commission sent the letter to the media first? I asked this today. Is the Election Commission an ancillary wing of the Bharatiya Janata Party now? Unquote. Next, national broadcaster Doordarshan's decision to air the controversial film The Kerala Story on April 5th has drawn sharp criticism from opposition leaders. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan condemned the move and asked the public broadcaster to withdraw from screening the controversial movie, saying it would, quote, only exacerbate communal tensions ahead of the Lok Sabha polls. The 2023 movie's trailer was severely criticized and challenged before the court for falsely claiming that 32,000 women from Kerala got converted and radicalized and were deployed in terror missions both in India and across the world. Mr. Vijayan also asked the national broadcaster to not become a propaganda machine for the BJP and the RSS. CPIM asked the public broadcaster to not stand with the BJP's attempt to polarize the secular Kerala society. The state secretariat of the CPIM alleged that the BJP decided to screen the controversial movie as the general elections are nearing, hoping to advance their political agenda since the Saffron Party was unable to make inroads in Kerala society. Breaking from breaking news, global warming is worrying. So can we not just send the heat back to its source, the sun? Some scientists in the US think so. On April 2nd, researchers at the University of Washington launched a mist of salt particles into the sky at high speed from a snow machine-like device placed on a decommissioned aircraft carrier in San Francisco to act as mirrors and reflect sunlight back into space. Which means they tried to bounce back some of the sun's rays into space as a way to temporarily cool Earth after the planet witnessed its hottest year on the record in 2023. A report by the New York Times said, the success of it, or even its effect, is yet to be decided. Now back to news. And next, following US President Joe Biden's veiled threats against Israel, Israel says it has approved the opening of two routes into Gaza to allow more humanitarian aid into the territory. On Thursday, Biden said US policy on Israel depends on its protection of civilians in Gaza, in his strongest hint yet of possible conditions on military aid after an Israeli strike killed seven World Central Kitchen Group aid workers on Monday. Biden also called for an immediate ceasefire after the unacceptable attack and the wider humanitarian situation in Gaza. Reports suggest that this was followed by a phone call late last night between Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The war in Gaza, which has killed over 30,000 people according to the Palestinian Health Ministry, is also impacting Biden's election campaign in US. A survey by Pew Research Center showed 29% voters under the age of 30 think Biden needs to stop weapon aid to Israel. While last month nearly 50,000 people gathered outside the Wisconsin Democratic primary poll station telling Biden administration to stop funding Israel. Meanwhile, the United Nations Human Rights Council, or UNHRC, adopted a resolution today calling for Israel to be held accountable for possible war crimes and, quote, crimes against humanity, unquote, committed in the Gaza Strip. 28 countries voted in favor and 13 abstained, while 6 voted against the resolution. The resolution has also demanded to halt all arms sale to Israel, highlighting warnings of genocide on its war on Gaza. And lastly, global life expectancy has increased by 6.2 years in the past 3 decades, a Lancet study revealed. Reductions in death from leading killers in the developing world, such as diarrhea, lower respiratory infections such as bronchitis and pneumonia, and stroke, have raised the global life expectancy by more than 6 years since 1990. They found that overall life expectancy is up by 6.2 years since 1990, with the most pronounced reduction in death recorded between 1990 and 2019 in Oceania, East Asia, and Eastern Sub-Saharan Africa. Eastern Sub-Saharan Africa experienced the largest life expectancy increase of 10.7 years. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple, and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.